And that makes us family. Family's willing to fight for each other. Family's willing to die for each other. Let's go, AU!
Chris Davis is going to drop back into the end.
War Eagle, this is War Bloggle with War Bloggle Podcast, episode number 24. We're 8 weeks into 2025. I said I was going to do 52, at minimum, 52 podcasts, so one a week. We're 8 for 8 so far. Speaking of episode 24, Auburn basketball is now won 24 games. They're 24-2 as I'm recording this on a Thursday night, ready to post on Friday. U.S. hockey team just lost to Canada in the whatever that World Cup of baseball knockoff, whatever you want to call it, Caribbean series knockoff. Anyway, we pull for America, but it's hockey. So I'm sure the one of the 18 people listening to this, I just bothered with that. But anyway, I wanted the U.S. to win. I watched overtime, came back from a movie, and I'm going to talk about a movie at the end of this podcast. I kind of, the first or second episode of the year, I kind of talked about how I wanted to have some non-Auburn stuff every once in a while, or at least maybe even spin off and have a non-Auburn podcast. That would be one of my side dreams. And I saw a movie tonight in the theater. It actually doesn't come out until tomorrow, but it was there tonight. It's a horror movie, and I'll talk about that then. But anyway, Auburn basketball, they've won 24 games. They've lost two, 24-2. I was trying, Baby Bloggle, who is now 15, was asking me last night, was this the best record we've ever had? And off the top of my head, I was thinking the 98-99 team, I'm pretty sure their final record was 29-4. They lost in the Sweet 16 to Ohio State. They lost in the SEC tournament to Kentucky. So that means they ended the regular season with two losses. They won at least two games in the tournament, so that means they were 27 wins after the SEC tournament. I'm assuming they probably won one game in the SEC tournament because I know it wasn't in the championships. That was 26. So I'm guessing they ended the season 25-2, which I guess we play more games now. We're 24-2 right now, and we still have five to go. I could look this up, but I'm not looking it up right now. And for the second week in a row, if you're watching this on YouTube, I'm not going to have any visual aids. You just get to see the War Bloggle Podcast logo. I just recording this again after semi-late after going and seeing a movie, and I'm just going to talk and not worry about visual aids. But based on the YouTube numbers, I don't think many people are watching this anyway. So anyway, Auburn basketball is 24-2. Since we talked last, which was last Friday, after Auburn had beaten Vanderbilt. Auburn went to Tuscaloosa. Game day was in town. If you go back and listen, I don't really talk about it a ton because I 999% expected Auburn to probably lose just because, you know, we didn't look great against Florida. We showed that we could have a bad game, and that was at home. But going to Tuscaloosa, they had rattled off some wins. Again, game day was in town. You got to go there, and they're probably at that time felt to be top three team in the SEC, maybe top two. They were number two in the nation. So yeah, a lot of people, the coaches poll voted them number one. A decent amount of people thought they probably deserved number one. They had more losses than Auburn, but they had lost less recently, I guess you could say. So that obviously meant they had to be number one, right? No, that's not how it works. But I came back home from, I think, a high school baseball game or a scrimmage or something. And I really almost was just in my brain accepting loss, not in a Auburn's not good way, but just a I've seen how the universe works type way. And when you go and play a road game in the SEC, especially a rivalry game, again, game day in town, the whole world's watching. I just didn't expect all things to go Auburn's way. Not that I didn't expect them to play well. I just expected a lot of things that did happen in the game. I expected. It's just Alabama couldn't shoot. They couldn't hit all those threes they normally hit, and that was the difference in the game. They got all the calls they wanted. They got to the line 4 billion times. But anyway, I'll talk a little bit more in depth about that in a bit. But I was not expecting Auburn to play bad or to look like a bad team. I've seen this story before, and I fully expected to just go drop a single game on the road, and of course them act like they won the national championship, and everything Auburn had done all season was just a fraud and didn't count and didn't matter. And see, we told you who the real team was, regardless of the fact that they had won 12, 13 quad one games, have played more road games than home games. Still, I don't know that we'll ever surpass that. We won't, but Auburn's right now in the midst of a 3-game homestand, which is feels like heaven, but we'll talk about Arkansas in a second. But if you go back and listen, I talked for like 30 minutes about going to Tuscaloosa, and I really didn't. I listened to it, and I was like, I kind of just, you know, glossed right over that game because I really wasn't expecting a win. I lied that I was just going to listen to the game on the radio because I didn't want to sit there and watch a bunch of chin beards with white hard hats on just act like they were the greatest team in the world because they might knock off a good team at home when they supposedly are the best team or what they thought was the best team. So what would have been the big deal? I don't know. I watched it. I did have my laptop in my lap all the whole time, which was a step back from normal. And Auburn went up 9-0 quickly. Janai Broome hit 2 threes. I can't remember what it got to. It wasn't 15-0 like the Vandy game was. Did everybody realize that? Auburn was started 2 games 24-0. Like a combined 24-0. Of course, both those games, Auburn lost the lead or at least got to a tie at one point. I was never scared in the Alabama game. Like Auburn dominated most of the game. Yes, they tied it up 2 or 3 times midway through the second half. They got on these little runs where they would remove our lead. I think they went on a run of 8, 9, and 10-0. 3 separate runs. Seems like every time we'd hit a 3 right after it, we'd build that lead back up. It got up to 10 a few times. We ended up winning by 9, I think. The Arkansas game last night was more nerve-wracking than that, and that was at home. So, you know, if Alabama – I've said this before. Alabama plays the basketball I think you should play offensively. Shoot threes and go for layups or dunks. I understand the step back. I understand the turnaround jumper. I understand all that. But, you know, if I can jump to Arkansas real quick last night, Denver Jones, love him. But he loves to step 1 foot inside the three-point line and take a shot. Jabari Smith used to do that all the time, too. It's like, why are we taking that one step to remove a point? Efficiency to me, that's not really fixing anything. Yeah, if you're driving and you got to do whatever, that's the only shot you're going to get. But a lot of times it's like, hey, we're going to drive 1 step, pull up and take a shot. Again, I'm not an elite D1 basketball player. But it feels like let's shoot the shots that score the most points or let's shoot the easiest shots. And usually the easiest shots are driving to the lane. Whatever. So, yeah, Alabama plays the game that I think college offense should be or any basketball should be, and they just didn't hit threes against Auburn. I think they made 5. They normally make like 7 million. Aiden Holloway didn't really get going. Mark Sears was their best player of the game, but he didn't get going. He had, I can't remember what number he had, 12, 15, something, and a lot of them were from the free throw line. Crustache from North Dakota, I think he had over 10 points, but I don't remember him being a huge part of the game. He had a putback dunk or a dunk after Janai Broome was like knocked over the head and almost laying down on the ground, and he got the ball and dunked. But I don't know. And if you look at Alabama since, Alabama did not lead at all in that game. They played Missouri on the road, and they were an underdog. Missouri, again, we beat them in the first game of the SEC, and it was kind of weird. We ended up winning by like 15, I think. And everybody, even back then, I was saying Missouri's bottom three of the SEC. They're with LSU. They're with, I guess, South Carolina now. I didn't expect South Carolina to be that bad. But Alabama then goes to Missouri and does not lead at all in that game either. I saw some, I can't remember who it was on Twitter today, has a top five team. They were number two in the nation. They're still number two right now. But as a top five team, no, they're not two. They dropped to whatever this week. Top five team at the time ever played two games in a row. Now, again, they were playing number one, and they were playing Missouri, who I think is top 15. They've only got a handful of losses. As a top five team ever not led for 80 straight minutes of basketball. I really don't think that's ever happened. I don't see how it could happen. We don't know who they are. Yes, you're allowed skids in basketball. A top team is not, you know, two games doesn't define them. And I'm not defending Alabama. I'm just defending this idiot thought process. And a lot of it comes from Alabama fans that, you know, Auburn lost to Florida. So all of a sudden the 20 games before that didn't matter anymore. Or they were proven wrong by one loss from a top five team. And, you know, Florida fans are especially stupid as well on Twitter, saying it was just wire-to-wire domination. Auburn led that game by 10, at least 10. Florida went on one of the hottest shooting streaks you'll ever see for about 10 minutes, and that was pretty much the game. Second half was about even. Now, of course, I guess their message board is saying this. They're all saying the refs started to feel sorry for Auburn in the second half, so that's how the lead was only 9 at the end, or that's how we only lost by 9. But, you know, again, this goes, the whole point was, you know, Alabama has lost two games to two good teams. Does that mean they're awful now? Probably not. I wish it did, but they're probably not awful. They'll still win most of the rest of their games. And, you know, they can get hot in the tournament again and the SEC tournament or whatever. They can. But, yeah, I mean, it's back to the Florida loss for Auburn. That one game didn't change the history. But and I know you want it to. You want it to be football where one game just destroys everything, but that's not what it is. Auburn is 24-2. What's the percentage on that? 24 divided by 26. Let me look at it real quick. It's got to be 89 or 92 or something like that. Let's see if my computer will do this. 24 divided by 26, 92.3. So Auburn has won 92.3 of their games. They have, at this point, and I'm jumping ahead of Arkansas, but at this point, they are 14-2 in the quad one. The next best is 8 wins. Auburn has 14 quad one wins. Next best is 8, which Alabama does have 8. I think Kentucky has 8. Duke has 8. So, again, I'll say this. I said this before. I tweeted this after the Iron Bowl of basketball of the universe. If that's the second best team, which people still were saying, you know, I mean, there's still 6 in the net. Around the same in KenPom. Nobody's really going to move a ton in those rankings anymore, by the way. I say that. Duke jumped Auburn last night. Not really sure how. Duke has been top 5 in the offense and defense the last 2 weeks. And Auburn's been, you know, comfortably above them. Auburn's offensive rating has been number 1 all year. Their defensive rating has gone back and forth somewhere between 10 and 20. It had been about 14. After Auburn beat Arkansas and only gave up 60 points, it went up to 11. So Auburn has the 11th best offense, first best offense, first offense, 11th best defense. Somehow moving up in defense and Duke saying the same meant Auburn dropped below Duke in the KenPom. I don't get it, but the whole point is most of those teams, Tennessee's lost a lot. They're still like 4-5 in KenPom and the net. Which are going to be the, you know, they don't use KenPom for the tournament. They use the net. But, you know, a lot of those teams, it's kind of at this point been solidified unless a team just flat out loses the rest of their games. So all that to say, Auburn at this point has 5 more regular season games. Everybody else has 5 more at most, I believe. And before we get to the SEC, so what's 8 plus 5? That's 13. So unless there's some major quad one, quad two shifting, which does happen, a team can lose their quad one status, meaning Auburn loses the quad one win status. But as it stands right now, nobody can surpass Auburn in quad one wins if Auburn lost the rest of their games. Which, who does Auburn have left? They have Georgia this Saturday, they're no longer quad win, I don't think. Quad one, I don't think. Ole Miss is next. They're probably quad one. I could look this up. Let's look it up. Let's look it up. We're having fun right here. Net ranking, is that going to tell? Well, see, the thing about quad one and quad two, it matters if you play them at home or neutral. Like a, I'm just making up numbers right now, but like top 30 net team at home is a quad one win. But it's like top 45 net win on the road is quad one. So there's a formula to it. But let me see where Georgia stands right now. Georgia is 39th in the net. So yes, they're probably quad one or very close to it. Arkansas is 40th. Arkansas is worse than Georgia. Let's skip ahead to that real quick. Auburn played Arkansas Wednesday night. They trailed by two or three at the beginning, maybe four near the beginning, and they trailed by one with 3 minutes to go. Auburn did. Again, it felt in somewhat control most of the time. Now, we had the most lazy turnovers I've ever seen. Looked like a completely different team. We could not pass. Chad Baker-Mazzara, I'm just going to call people out. Chad Baker-Mazzara had some awful passes. Denver had some awful passes. There was three straight possessions where it looked like we were literally throwing the ball to the other team on purpose. Janai didn't seem like he was expecting the ball or something a few times. There was one time Chris Moore threw it by him. But Auburn we had an 8-point lead in that first half. We had a 9-point lead in the second half, and it just never felt like we could hit that three that was just going to blow it open. We never had more than the 9-point lead. So it just never felt 1,000% comfortable, but I did feel like it was in control most of the time, even though we were losing by one with 3 minutes left. But yeah, our shooting was not there. Auburn's shooting was not there for most of the game. We hit a few threes at the beginning, but it just, I don't know. We got to that point where it just felt like every three wasn't going in, so I was getting mad that we were shooting threes, and it was, I don't know, it was just not a great offensive performance. They were very disruptive. I tweeted that it felt like Nolan Richardson, you know, he coached at Arkansas and had called his defense 40 minutes of hell, and that's what it felt like. Like, they were on top of us in every passing lane. I yelled this. I was in standing room only last night, and I remember yelling this. And there we had Tahad kept coming down the court, down the middle of the court, and he would take the pick, or he would Janai would come up top and pick, and then he'd roll off and he would pass to him. And they did that seriously three or four times in a row, but he probably did it 15 times during the game. And then it was kind of crunch time in the game, maybe 4 or 5 minutes left. And the Arkansas guy was like, I know what you're doing. So he waited till Janai rolled off, and then he just shot the lane and stole the ball and went down for a dunk, and that made it like a 2-point game. It was just that kind of stuff all night. It just never felt 1,000% crisp. But again, what are national champions? What do the best teams do in those games? They win. They are able to get over the stupid and still win the game. Arkansas is one of those teams. Right now they're 15-11. They're 3-9 in quad one wins. Not great by any means. But they still have John Calipari, who is a good recruiter and a good enough coach. And Arkansas is honestly what Kentucky typically is, but it's just kind of gone another month into the season. Kentucky for years and every year is a bunch of five-star freshmen and maybe a transfer here or two. And that's what Arkansas is. A lot of their players came from Kentucky or were going to go to Kentucky. I think there's one from Tennessee. But it's a bunch of five-stars that have always been the superstar, and it takes them a month or two to get used to not being that and having to share the ball and all that. But once they learn that, once they figure that out, their talent level comes back, shows back up, and they look like a real team. I mean, they almost beat Alabama last week. Alabama only beat them by like three or four. That was it in Fayetteville, but they had every chance to beat Auburn last night, and it was mainly just because of how they played defense. But they had multiple guys that could drive the lane and do some like circus shots that would go in. They honestly were better at that than any team we've seen this year. Just driving and, you know, spinning, flipping, finger roll, whatever. That was the best we've seen all year of that. And then their defense was very disruptive. If their tall, lanky white guy could make any shots, which one game I think he had 30 points, tons of threes. Last night he shot 10 or had 10 shots, multiple threes and missed zero. I mean, made zero. So, I don't know. They had every chance to beat us, and they're kind of right on the bubble. If they had beaten Auburn, they would have definitely jumped up. And I still can't believe they're – I mean, they're overall they're one game less record-wise than Georgia, but I have no idea how they're less than Georgia in the rankings or in the net. So, I mean, Texas is even up there above them. That's weird. So, let me pull up Ken Palm real fast while we're looking at rankings. So, yeah, right now Duke is 0.4 ahead of Auburn, and they're just in their ranking. Auburn actually did drop a spot in defense, which was still better than it was before the game. So, I'm not really sure. I don't know. Auburn's non-conference strength of schedule is 19th in the nation. Their strength of schedule is first in the nation. The offenses they have played is second in the nation. The defenses they played is second in the nation. Again, not really seeing Duke beat Auburn, but Auburn has been ahead of Duke for 90% of the time in the KenPom. I don't understand it. Auburn's got a better record, played better teams. Their offensive rating is one step ahead, and their defensive rating is 4 behind Duke, but not 4, 8. Duke has 4. Duke is 4th. Auburn is 12th. I don't get it. I don't really understand. Trying to look at their luck rating. We're 49th in luck. Duke is 287th. Is that reverse? Like, do we have more luck? Does that mean we're not as good because we have luck? Whatever. Again, it doesn't matter. I mean, as long as you're in the top 15, probably top 10 of this, you're a team that can win the national championship. I think there's all these YouTube and TikTok and whatever videos, and they always say, you know, the last 15 national champions, they were all top 20 in offense and defense, and Auburn will be just fine in that. But yeah, if Auburn runs the table, they'll be 29-2. That has to be Auburn's best record of all time after regular season. I wish I could look up before the SEC tournament, but it's probably not going to do that. The site I'm trying to use is sportsreference.com. Let's see. Auburn was 27-8 last year. Pretty good. 28-6 in the Jabari year, 30-10 in the final 4 year. So 30 is the most wins ever, but you know, we had to go pretty deep in the SEC tournament. And then we also had 10 losses that year too. So I don't know. We are 3 wins away. We've still got 5 games, 5 regular season, at least one in the SEC and at least one in the NCAA. So we've still got 7 more games to play. Auburn could surpass at least 7 more games. Could surpass all of those. So yeah, 98-99, I was right. 29-4. So that's the least amount of losses in Auburn history was that year, 29-4. If Auburn runs the table and doesn't win the national championship or the SEC tournament, they could still do that. They could beat the 4, or they could tie the 4 losses. Anyway, I'm rambling about rankings. But yeah, Arkansas is one of those teams they should be in the tournament. I mean, they've got the talent for it. But they're just a late bloomer, and that makes them scary next year if they can get most of those kids, players, to come back. Remember, they were a completely new team, and so was Kentucky. Kentucky had no returners, and neither did Arkansas. 100% new team. So if some of them come back, they're going to be legit. And, you know, Calipari's going to recruit for a while and be good, and then they'll probably get tired of him. I mean, they're not going to get tired of him at Arkansas as much as they did at Kentucky. Because Arkansas has good basketball history, just they're not Kentucky's. But we're at the point. There's 5 games left. You're gonna get everybody's best. You would hope we finally just see a team that's just kind of like, yeah, our season's over. Let's just let them. I don't really care. Let's let them win. Not let them win, but just like. But I don't know that we have one of those. We've got Georgia might be that. That's Saturday. Kind of feel like. I don't know. I just feel like that's one of those that should be pretty simple. Okay, I've got the schedule in front of me finally. Georgia, Ole Miss at home. So both of those are winnable. We've already beaten them both on the road. At Kentucky, I have no clue. That's scary sounding, very scary sounding. They're half decent. They're, you know, it's Kentucky. I couldn't tell you the last time we won up there. At Texas A&M, they are ranked number 7. And they lost. Who did they just lose to? Somebody not great. Let me pull up the game log. They just lost to Mississippi State. That's who it was. Mississippi State's fine. They're not great. Auburn killed them. They lost by 16 at Mississippi State. But I don't. They're kind of one of those teams. I've mentioned this a few weeks ago. They kind of just snuck up in the top 10, and I hadn't really thought about them. They're 20-6. They're 9-4 in the SEC. Just never not thought about them much. They're always one of those teams that are never terrible. They're just there. And I used to not mind their coach when he was at Marquette or wherever it was. But the fact that he wears the suit, three-piece suit, and it looks like it's about to bust, and then he stands 5 feet out on the field or out on the court, I can't do it. Like, I remember a few years ago, he was like literally standing on the court with his hands up behind our guy, like just playing full-on defense. So, Buzz Williams, I might not dislike you as a person, but get off the court. So, yeah, it's Georgia, Ole Miss at home, Kentucky, Texas A&M on the road, and then Alabama. Thanks a lot, Greg Sankey and the scheduling committee, to give us a top 25 on the road, Kentucky, top 10 right now on the road, Texas A&M, and then Alabama. Thanks a lot. What a great guy you are to finish the season with that. You already can't fix the Auburn-Georgia home-away rotation in football for some reason. Playing Alabama and Georgia both at home in the same year is not worth going to both in the opposite years. Not at all. In no way is that fun. Let's have one at home, have one away every year. How it's always been and how it should be. But Greg Sankey will not fix that. I don't say fire anybody, but he won't fix that. We've got 2.5 weeks, and then the SEC tournament will begin. Auburn will have a 2-game bye. They'll only have to win 3 games to win it all. And the latest projection I saw looked like we would play Kentucky. If it ended right now, Kentucky's the 8 seed. If they beat whoever they're supposed to beat, which looked like it was Mississippi, the winner of Mississippi State and somebody not great, looked like we'd play Kentucky in the SEC tournament with 4 billion Kentucky fans there. Now, there will also be 4 billion Auburn fans there. But beat Kentucky, beat whoever in the semifinals, and then winning the championship. I know Auburn won the SEC championship or the SEC tournament last year, but it's still, you know, we beat Florida, beat them pretty good, actually. But I don't know. I guess because the Yale loss, I just forgot about it, which Alabama fans love to talk about that. They don't talk about Louisiana Monroe. I haven't forgotten it. It's a good thing that happened, but I guess the Yale thing just kind of made it whatever. What else? I'm trying to think anything else basketball-wise. Baseball, I've already been to 2 or 3 baseball games this year. Went and watched the first night. They beat Holy Cross, did lose the second game to them the next day, and then beat them pretty good on Sunday. So they were 2-1. Then they played Troy on Tuesday, which is really cool. Troy's catcher, Brooks Bryan, went to same high school as me. His dad, I knew his dad, played softball with him. He's a legit, he's either a junior or senior. I think he's a junior. Catcher, he's in the Golden Spikes Award watch list. He's on Team USA. Awesome kid and really good player. There's also another kid that pitches for Auburn, Jackson Sanders. He actually went to Valley High School, but his family lives in our hometown. So that was 2 guys that played in our city growing up and watching them play. Jackson pitched two 2.1 innings, had 2 strikeouts, and Brooks Bryan had a two RBI hit for Troy. It ended up, Auburn was up 4-0, and then Troy took the lead 5-4, and then it got tied 6-6. And Bub Terrell for Auburn from Thompson High School got a single up the middle, real simple play, and the center fielder just kind of lifted up on it, rolled all the way to the fence. He got a triple. Ike Irish ended up knocking him in. So it was a cool game. Troy is ranked 24th. Auburn was ranked 25th by Perfect Game, not really ranked anywhere else. Not to bash Auburn, you know, I don't know how great we are yet. Troy is good, and to beat them is an accomplishment. Auburn the next day beat North Alabama, was actually down 2-0, gave up a bomb in the first inning, but beat North Alabama on Wednesday. I found some tickets on Facebook Exchange for the new suites up there, which was pretty awesome. They were only about $25 a piece. Go up there, get free food and all of that, and sit inside. You can actually go sit out in seats outside, but it was freezing, so we stayed inside most of the time. So Auburn basketball is looking pretty good. They're 5-1. A lot of freshmen pitchers. We'll see where it goes. They play Wright State this coming weekend. Probably won't tell us a ton about what we have, but as long as we're not – well, if we lose, it might tell us a lot, but hopefully they won't lose. What else? Softball is still undefeated as of now, I believe. I think they're 11-12-0. They keep – you know, they play in all these kind of early season tournaments. They're supposed to be playing at the Trash Panda Stadium this weekend. I know with it being freezing and it actually snowed up there, they canceled some games, but not all of them. I think they canceled maybe one or two of their games. But, yeah, they'll play 4, 5, 6 games up there and get a bunch of games. I mean, baseball's been playing one less week and only has 5 games in, and softball's got, you know, 11, 12 wins because they don't have to worry about pitching and all that kind of stuff. Girls can go up there and throw 200 pitches and then go pitch the next day too. So they play a lot of games right at the start. What else? I can't think of anything else that stood out. Gymnastics is still pretty good. Auburn women's basketball, it's there. It will have a bad game and then sneak up and beat somebody. It's just kind of one. I think we've had a few injuries. We've had a player not on the team anymore. So it's not a great year by any means, but not just completely awful. They're still battling and still getting some wins. You know, get the postseason. You don't know, never know what's going to happen. So, yes, Auburn plays Georgia. Be nice to beat Georgia. Be nice to be just a nice, easy win. We haven't, you know, Arkansas was a struggle. Alabama was a big-time game, even though it was probably the least struggle of the last three games. Going to Vandy, had a 15-point lead, lost that lead, and then came back and won again. But, again, just semi-struggle, and then lost to Florida. So, we really hadn't had an easy game since we killed Oklahoma. So it'd be good to have one of those. Kill Georgia, kill Ole Miss, go to Kentucky. You know, that's kind of like going to Alabama. I don't really ever expect to win in Rupp, but you never know. And then going at Texas A&M, to me, Texas A&M used to be scary to me in football and basketball, but they're not that great. I mean, they're always like barely above mediocre, and going to their places felt scary because they were new to our schedule and to this conference, but they're not scary. I mean, it's a weird place, and that's about it. But hopefully, I think I looked it up. If Auburn wins 2 or 3 of these next, I think if Auburn wins 2, they've got at least a share of the SEC, because Florida, I don't know how it works, but Auburn's got a 2-game lead right now in the SEC standings. All right, I think that's all for the Auburn stuff. I was going to talk about a movie I saw tonight called The Monkey. I don't know if anybody's seen the previews for it. It's a very bloody, and I don't really have a plan for what I'm going to talk about, so I'm just going to ramble. The previews are very bloody and whatever, like gory horror kind of movie, and there's this doll, not a doll, a toy, but don't call it a toy because that's what they say. Don't call it a toy, but it's kind of like one of those monkeys that plays the drum. It's got a drum. It plays the drums. And when the drums play, bad things happen. And nobody knows why. Honestly, the movie kind of jumps in and expects you to know that, I guess. I don't know why, because they didn't really explain much of it. But if you're a horror fan, it's not Michael Myers. It's not Jason or anything like that. It's not Freddy Krueger. It's not like, I mean, yes, I guess it's kind of made up because it's not supernatural. Well, I guess it's supernatural, but it's not like ghosty or here's a monster or anything like that. It's just for some reason when this monkey toy thingy with the key in the back to wind it up, when it plays the drums, bad things happen. And they're really, 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 really bad things. And honestly, to the point where it's funny. It's one of those horror movies that I wouldn't call it cheesy gore, but it's kind of funny. And if you're one of those people that can kind of stomach and understand that it's a movie and it's fake and, you know how they made the movie and how it's not really their eyeball or it's not really their intestine or it's not really whatever, it's kind of, and it's not gross, it's not grotesque, it's not demented. If you just kind of understand, oh, that's a leg, ha ha, that's not really a leg, but anyway, I'm just trying to, acting like my wife's sitting right here and I'm having to explain to her why I'm not a demented person just because I saw this movie. But anyway, so if you're one of those people that you like your funny, your horror, fake horror, whatever you want to call it, movies to be a little bit funny, it's actually pretty good. Stephen King, and he partly made it. I want to say the guy who made Long Legs with Nicolas Cage came out this summer. I think he made it as well. They were all kind of, it was three guys that put it together, I guess you could say. But a lot of laughs, but it was still kind of a tense movie. It's not a comedy in any way. It's not really scary. There's like one jump scare, and it's not even part of the scariness. It's just like, hey, somebody goes in front of a window and you're not expecting it. I can't say a ton without ruining it, but just go in knowing, hey, when the monkey plays the drums, bad things happen. It's going to be very gory or just kind of funny. Like, how in the world did they think of this? If you've seen, Michael Myers or Jason or any of those movies and you're desensitized to TV horror movie murders, it'll be fine for you. But and it gets, at the end, it gets kind of sentimental, existential. There's kind of not redemption, but just kind of this isn't just people walking around getting killed. There's kind of a reason or a thought process to take out of the movie. And it's like, I'm trying not to say what it is. It's not a massive thing, but it's like, this is how life is. This is real, whether it's, it's going to happen or it's not going to happen. And you don't really have control. And that's what the monkey or the whatever's in the monkey or whatever it is. I know it's kind of silly to think of a scary horror movie and it's just called The Monkey and it's about a monkey doll toy. But there's stuff behind it. So if you are somebody who can stomach seeing somebody's fake head get bashed in by a bowling ball and you understand that it's fake and it's just kind of a, oh wow, that's crazy kind of thing, go see it. Again, this is rambling. I don't have a plan for this. But it is, I don't know that it's worth $12, but it'll win. So if a horror movie, whatever, has some awards, it'll win some awards. It's not your run of the mill. And I'm not trying to bash these kind of movies because I definitely loved them growing up, but it's not your run of the mill that, I Know What You Did Last Summer or Scream or anything like that. There's some thought. There's a lot of callbacks. There's a lot of things where the mom said certain things one way. And then when the kid grows up, he says it the same way, or there's little hints of like, there's a part where, they're talking about skydiving and they do weddings on the plane. And then that comes back and everybody in the theater missed it. There was about 10 people in there. Nobody laughs but me. I kind of chuckled just because it was such a cool, creative callback. So it's a very, very creative movie. Again, a not your normal slasher or, okay, this guy's going to jump out of the closet and get me. It's just kind of like, I mean, it gets to the point where so many people die in it that they don't even show how they die. They just kind of show their funeral. And the way they do it, it's funny. It's kind of meant for the people that have seen a lot of scary movies and they know how they're made, or they know that people are tired of the same ideas over and over. So it's just kind of a funny way to do it. So if that's you, go see it. If it's not you, no, I don't worship the devil. I just, for whatever reason, over my entire childhood, I've liked scary things or scary stories or haunted houses, because I know it, at least the fake part of it. I understand the fakeness, and I understand, you know, it's a show kind of thing. So I don't know. Those things have always, it's not like I live for them or pursue it all or whatever. I just, if there's a ghost story or something like that, I'm usually going to have pay attention because I'm interested in the things that I don't know. So anyway, that could segue into the other parts of these random segments of podcasts that aren't Auburn related. If you ever want to be on and talk about something weird, you want to talk about music, you want to talk about movies, ghosts, aliens, weird things like that, all those things we don't know about, shoot me a DM and we may work something out for you to be on the podcast. I don't like just sitting here talking to myself the whole time. It might sound like I do, but I don't. All right. Anyway, done rambling. Auburn basketball is good. Auburn baseball is probably good. We just don't know how great yet. Auburn softball has shown some good things. I don't know how good the teams are we played. I know we beat Oklahoma State and they were ranked top 10, but I think they also got killed by Florida State too. But Auburn softball looking good. Gymnastics looking pretty good. I've been to 2 meets this year, so I know what I'm talking about. Or is it 3? 2 or 3. Women's basketball, get not great, not awful. But yeah, that's where we are right now. Golf is number 2. Reigning national champions are number 2 in the nation right now, so it's a good spot to be in. All right, I think that's it. So, yes, this has been episode 24 for Auburn's 24 basketball wins of the War Bloggle podcast. Done. War Eagle.